Welcome to the FrameX Studio Podcast, Episode 2. I'm here joined with Jehu Chan, co-founder of FrameX Studio.
How are you guys?
We're back. Episode 2.
Yeah, so if you didn't know, the FrameX Studio Podcast, we are, we'll just call it the FrameX Podcast. We'll talk about camera gear. We'll talk about what it's like going through our day-to-day in being a real estate media company.
Yeah.
So, Jehu, what are we going to talk about today?
You know, we are going to be talking about drones. We're going to be talking about cameras, different services we have, you know, maybe...
Oh, something about the drones you did want to expand on, right?
Oh, yeah. Why do we do the drone shows for free?
Why do we give away free drone shots?
Why do you do it? Hey, why are you giving that? You know, like, there's a bunch of photographers probably right now thinking, like, wait, what? They're doing this for free? And yes, we're doing it for free, you know.
Probably not just photographers. Partially. But everyone's probably going to be like, hey, why are they doing it for free? Why drone shots for free? And what did you mean by partially?
Yeah, it's partially because it's included in your order, right? And your photo order. Whenever you order with us, you're going to get drone shots with that order, right?
Okay.
Which for a lot of agents is going to come like weird because they get used to pay money for the drone
because
shots.
Because you paid $150 last year for drone shots.
Wait, telling me that $150 is the, you know. Yeah, you probably
got stuff took.
Yeah. You know.
No, it's the standard. It was the standard to pay for drone shots. Don't get us wrong.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be charging for drone shots.
Yeah. We're supposed to be charging for that. But, you know, when we were, when we were starting this, right? As the marketing department, we realized that the agents actually need that. It's like a necessity for the agent to have that in real estate. You need those shots. Correct. Because, you know, most of the time they use it for, hey, you know, this property is probably not looking so hot, but the area is really nice. Maybe a developer is going to get interested, but we have to show how close it is to this place, sure, to, you know, shopping malls, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It shows the surroundings.
And and you get a really nice look of the surroundings and the curve appeal, you know, that the property has.
Okay, so on the topic of like free drone shots and that concept that you just explained, it does have to go like, okay, what year is it? We're in 2023.
Yeah.
It's 2023. Everyone's got a drone. I know. Okay.
I was surprised the other day, actually, that I was, you know, flying the drone, right? And there was this couple of kids, right? They were riding their scooters. They were like, hey, you know, they were probably like not even 5 years old.
Not even five years old.
And they were like, what is that drone supposed to be doing here? You know, like they already know that that's a drone, which for my age, you know,
yeah,
I was surprised to even have the drone in front of me when I barely started doing that. You know,
the concept of a drone.
Yeah, even knowing the concept of a drone right now, it's just, it's common. You know, sure, it shouldn't be treated as something that is like, oh, you know, what is that? You know, why are you doing? Why are you flying that?
Yeah,
yeah, or so, like something from the future. We're living the future, guys.
That's right. We're living in the future now. So when we say like we're gonna take photos of your property. What we mean is we're going to take photos of the property, including drone photos. Like it's just part of photos. It is photos.
Yeah.
It's like having another camera. That's all it really is. Like I use this camera. I also use this camera because my job is to take photos.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's just another, you know, way to look at the property.
Sure. And on our website, I know we'll say like, hey, we do drone photos for free and all that. We market it that way because people are used to seeing it. They're used to paying for it. And we just need to make it clear. We don't charge for drone photos. Okay, speaking of drone photos, though, and why it's necessary, you can't get a house is tall, especially the exterior. The building is tall. You're always looking up at the building. But that's not necessarily the best shot of the subject.
Yeah.
If the house is the subject, it's best if you're almost like in the middle of the subject or just slightly above it. And that will give you like this nice view of the exterior of the home that can only be grabbed if you have a super long pole and you stick your camera on the top of it.
Yeah.
Or if you fly a drone.
Yeah. And it's a shot that for the people, maybe the photographers out there and the realtors that, you know, maybe have worked with us, they have seen those shots of the property, and it does make a difference. Sometimes I even grab the same shot from the camera.
From the ground?
Yeah, from the ground. I grab the same shot from the ground, and then I grab the same shot, right, but slightly above the camera level with the drone, and it completely makes...
It's a big difference. It's a difference. Especially if your home is like multi-storied. If you have a three-story property, there's no way it's going to look pretty on the from the ground.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's, you know, when you break those vertical lines with the camera, if you're going on the ground, I mean, of course it's not going to look pretty, right?
And there's stuff you can do in Photoshop. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's not going to fully... It's better to fix the problem raw, like when you're taking it, than doing it in Photoshop. And that's almost always the case.
Yeah. That's almost always the case. But I mean, that's probably one of the reasons why we do it like that, you know. And we do know that we're probably going against all the other photographers in the area. And, you know, they're probably thinking that we should be doing this, right?
But these punks.
Let's be honest, you know, for me to go there and fly their drone, right, it's probably going to take me, what, 5 minutes?
Ten minutes max.
If I enjoy it, you know, if I'm enjoying the day, you know, if it's a good day and I'm grabbing some cool shots with your drone, probably 10 minutes, right? But
that's another thing. It's really enjoyable to fly the drone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's really enjoyable.
You get to feel like a bird.
Yeah,
right?
In the future, I want to get, you know, those FPV goggles, you know.
Oh.
Not flying to the property. I don't think I'm skilled enough to actually fly into the property, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just to, you know, enjoy even more.
If you guys don't know what an FPV drone is, it's a first person
view,
right, of the drone. And what that is you wear these goggles
mm-hmm.
and you fly this drone and it's like you're flying through space.
Yeah,
it is so cool.
Yeah.
You're in your own little jet
mm-hmm.
and you're flying through, you know, just urban. You're basically an urban terrorist.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's great. The feeling, it's really nice, you know.
Because you fly through trees, you fly through these cool places and these little cracks and nooks. And
you feel tiny.
And you feel like a superhero because you're flying through space.
Yeah.
And to do this, I know some people are skilled enough to do it for real estate photography, but there's definitely liability that... Because if you crash, the chances of crashing are way higher.
You know, there's different drones, of course, you know. Obviously, a drone is something that has four propellers that is going to make the thing fly, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have a camera. But there's drones that have, like, protection on the propellers.
Oh, little shields.
Yeah, like little shields. And that actually works a lot. Like, it does work.
I can see that working. I know you said, like, four props. Some drones have six. Some have eight.
Yeah,
but we're talking about...
There's a lot.
We're not talking about, like, way up there. We're talking about prosumer-level drones.
Yeah.
Speaking of the prosumer level drone, what drone do you recommend? Say a realtor just wants to take their own drone photos. What drone do you believe they should get?
I would say a Mavic Air is, you know, probably a good choice. You know, I would say that it's right now, if you can get it, not for cheap, right? But if you can get it for a lower price.
Okay.
I think it's a good entry.
The Mavic Air is actually outdated, I think.
Yeah.
But the Mavic Air 2 and the 2S.
Do you think are
those
choice?
Are better because the Mavic Air, if you get the first generation Mavic Air,
mm-hmm.
it's a really wide angle and it's like the edges are a little bit curved and the world looks spherical,
okay.
like the horizon looks a little spherical and I don't like that look. If anything, you don't have to get the pro models.
No,
you don't have to go spend like $2,000 on a drone. You spend like $1,000 on a drone.
Yeah. And don't crash it.
Yeah, and another thing about drones is it's a little bit scary to buy used drones.
Yeah, you don't know that thing. You know, if the owner of that drone actually, you know, sent it to service when it's supposed to be sent to service to actually clean the interior of the drone because, you know, there's a lot of dirt and debris that gets into the drone. So, you know, you have to get... You know, really cautious of when you're buying something used like that.
Yeah, so when you're buying something used and it's like a drone, the one thing, there's a whole bunch of factors, right? But one of the big things is the battery.
Hmm.
So your battery, the voltage of the battery, it degrades over time and it degrades over the number of charges that you've used the drone for. So imagine you're in the air and you have this faulty battery.
Yeah, you're probably...
Crash! Mm-hmm. Crash, explosions, crash.
Yeah.
And who's liable?
We. I mean, or not you. Even we. Yeah.
You're the liable. Person flying. The person who's flying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's just one part of using a used, you know, get new batteries, right?
It's not even that, man. It's not even the fact that you're crashing the drone and you're losing your $1,000 and plus the ticket. It's the fact that it's something that is, you know, the motors on that thing, they actually can do some damage to someone. And if you're flying, you know, on a neighborhood or something and you hit a kid.
Oh, yeah.
That would be bad.
You're going to jack them up. So actually, this is a story that doesn't have to really do with the real estate photos. But before I was a real estate photographer, I was a YouTuber. Now, don't go YouTubing. Don't go searching me on YouTube or anything because that's a little embarrassing. But I used to like go to Colorado. I used to go outdoors a lot and we'd fly drones. Now, of course, we'd fly responsibly, but there were times when I would like to just catch the drone. I just like to catch it. I'd like to, you know.
So you were going with your hand like this? And
yes.
No, I don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was for social media. It was YouTube. It was fun. And I did have a propeller strike my finger. And you know what happened? A river.
Yeah.
Of blood came pouring out. I was like, wow, this happened. This kind of damage happened from my drone. And it wasn't even me accelerating the drone. It was me decelerating the drone because I was lowering the drone towards me. So the propellers were slowing down.
Which is crazy that you're saying that because, you know, when I was with you and you were showing me like the drone and stuff, the first thing that came to my mind and I actually asked you is like, does this thing knows when it hits something to stop, you know?
No.
And you said no.
No it's like, way.
Okay, I'm not doing that.
It's going to keep cutting stuff. Actually, there's this time when I saw some tall grass and this is at home. And, you know, I was just like, I had some tall grass and I decided to cut the top of the grass just like to see if the drone would do it.
Yeah, it does.
And it makes a mess. Yeah. I had to clean up that drone for like, it took me like 30 to 40 minutes just to wipe down and get all the green and the juices off. Oh my gosh. Stupid idea on my part. But, you know, it just shows that the blades do cut.
Yeah, blades do cut, you know. And actually, you know, if you buy a drone and if you crash it, you're going to be surprised of how much damage they can actually take. Like I've seen.
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I've seen a YouTube video, right? Of this guy that bought like a really nice drone. He crashed it many times in that video on purpose, right? And the drone actually can take the damage.
Yeah, drones can actually take a surprising amount of damage.
Yeah, they can take a surprising amount of damage.
It's kind of like stupid. It's like they're like the cockroaches of the skies.
Yeah, but you like it says a lot about the company and the assembly process of that drone. When it's well done, you notice it. Like a drone from DJI, it's probably one of the best drones you can get.
Yeah, I mean, they are made in China, and I know made in China has this stigma. And sure, they got their privacy things. I'm not going to talk about that. But we're just going to talk about build quality.
Mm.
The build quality of DJI. Yeah, it's like the Apple of the drones.
Yeah, the Apple of the drones.
The apple in the sky.
Yeah, like we know that there's probably a lot of drones, you know, that are really good, but they're on the $10,000, $15,000, $50,000 range.
Yeah, there's a $50,000 drone.
Yeah.
I mean, even if we wanted to buy it, I don't want to put that in the trunk and take it out every time. Like,
no.
Why would you do that?
That's
heavy.
No, at that point, you know, and it's a big drone. I could probably fly to my home with that thing.
Yeah, but can you imagine your arms by the end of the year?
Yeah.
You'd be ripped.
Yeah, I'll be ripped. I'll be like, I'm just going to fly. For that, we will be charging. If it's like that, we would probably be charging, you know.
Yeah, and to be honest, like the quality. Okay, so I know we're getting a little off topic, but if we're talking about the quality of the drones and we talk about the quality of the image itself, it's actually really decent. It's perfectly fine to get a Mavic Air 2, 2S. Mavic 3 Air is coming out soon. And for real estate photos, you're not making a movie.
You don't need that cinematic, you know, it's not like that.
You don't need the H.265 codec. You don't need like a whole bunch of this advanced features that filmmakers really do care about.
Yeah, you know, and actually I would say if you're a realtor, right? If you're a realtor, don't think that because of your photographer, if your photographer has like really nice gear, he's going to do a better job. It just doesn't work like that.
That's true. I mean, if they have really nice gear, it doesn't necessarily mean that they do a great job. But if they have nice gear, it tends to mean like they're at least decent, though.
Yeah, they're no. Of course, it tells that, you know, their professionalism and stuff like that. And of course, they're going to be getting pretty like, oh, look, you know, this person is having this crazy gimbal and the camera's on that and, you know, whatever. But it really doesn't like.
What is the end result?
The end result is going to get compressed by the MLS and you cannot stop that.
The end result, yeah, if it's comparable and you can get away by using cheaper gear. And now that software and AI and a whole bunch of things are advancing and we're leveraging the new technology. We don't necessarily have to spend $20,000 to get a great production.
No, it doesn't. And even now, you know, I don't know if you guys noticed it, but in social media, all the clips and everything you see, it's made by people, right? And the people, sure. They're not filmmakers. So right now, the standard is actually, there's even like Domino's Pizza and different brands. They're going for the look of, you know, organic content.
Yeah, and something made with the phone. Made with the phone.
Yeah, something made with the phone, just recorded with the phone.
Wow.
That's a new standard.
Well, there's something that comes. I mean, I got my own opinions on that because it's definitely like a layer of trust when you're like, oh, this guy just kind of whipped out his phone and he grabbed it. It must be legit kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's because in social media, in TikTok and all that, if you see something really professional, you know that that's an app. You know that that's an ad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you see that it's, you know, a little bit more organic, you actually watch it.
Sure. Yeah, I guess that makes sense, right? So what is the best ad is the ad that you don't realize is mm-hmm. an ad, mm-hmm. but that it's selling you without you knowing you're being sold.
Yeah. Like right now, I know that there's a 50% off on Domino's Pizza, right?
How would you know that?
And I know that because I watched a 3-second video, man. Like, imagine that, right?
Yeah. And you guys listening right now, I mean, you're tuning in to this podcast, the FrameX podcast. You don't know you're being sold, but now you know that there are free drone photos for FrameX Studio. Right? Yeah. And now you're going to come to FrameX Studio.
Yeah.
See, now that I sold you, now that I like said it explicitly, isn't that disgusting? Like, come to us. We're the best.
Yeah, yeah. And that was that was the way of making business, you know, back then. Bro.
Sure.
Right now it's
snake oil, like car salespeople.
Yeah.
I don't want to put a bad name because I have a lot of friends in the car business. But it just kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's true. I think that soft selling is better.
Soft selling. Now, does that work for like realtors? I wonder.
I think it does.
When you're trying to sell not sell the house, but sell yourself.
I think it does.
To get like a listing.
I think it does.
Okay.
I think it does.
So imagine you're a homeowner. I'm a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and I'm like, hey, I'm a part of this big team.
And, yeah, exactly.
I do all this and I do all that, and you know, hire me for the listing. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I feel that that's okay. So this person, they know what they're doing, right? But if there's another person, right? There's another realtor that says to me, hey. You know, I can get your home sold. I have this many followers on Instagram, and maybe you can use those, you know, to get some reach and find the actual buyer.
Well, see, when I think about the whole listing side and trying to get appointments,
mm-hmm.
there's one thing that kind of it makes me wonder, like, do the agents actually okay, don't like crush me for this now, but do the agents actually care about that person selling the house, or do they just care about the commission? Like, do they care about the actual person?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, right? And that's up to the seller to notice if the agent is going for the money or is going, you know, of course the agent's mostly going for the money. Of course they're not going
to
be like,
of course, hey, that's how they're I'm drawn to it.
You. Yeah.
Because they're strangers at first, right? Well, unless it's, you know, they know each other from prior experience.
Yeah, but let's talk of like, let's say a realtor doesn't know the seller. Is he
sure? Strangers?
Yeah, they're strangers. I mean, I think that you have to make sure that that agent is actually going to make sure that your property is sold in the best way possible to get the most profit for you, not for the agent.
Well, yeah. So I think there's the part of like, I got to trust you. I have to trust you. Like, and you're building trust by showing off like all these things and trying to hard sell them. Maybe ask some questions, maybe get to know the person, why they're selling. Maybe you're able to build trust that way. I don't know.
Just, yeah, because you know, we're in the business, right? And I'm saying we as real estate in general, right? As the service providers that we are and all the realtors out there and stuff like that. We are jaded. And you said it one time.
We're jaded.
We see a property as another property to take photos, right? Unless that property is extraordinary, right? But if it's a normal property, you know, a normal home, I'm just going to go in there, do it 45 minutes and I'm out of there, right? For the realtor, it's kind of the same, you know, like...
Just another property.
Just another property. But we have to understand, you know, that for the seller, it's maybe a one-time thing in their lives. Maybe that's the one time that they're going to have a property and they're going to sell it.
Yeah.
So we have to understand all the needs, what they want, what they don't want, you know, and try to make it work like that, you know?
Yeah, understand. The experience. We can't let the... Let the home seller feel our jadedness.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Feel our expertise.
Understand we've done this a couple of times and we are experts, but not that we don't care about it. Like, it's just another thing we should. Like, how many shoots did you do this week?
I did probably, it's half the week, and I did 25, 26 shoots.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's how many properties in, like, that's crazy. And
yeah, I started on Sunday, so which is crazy, right?
Yeah, and that's a lot of shoots. And, you know, just one of those shoots, each one of those homeowners, it could be their first or maybe one or... They maybe sell one or two homes in their lifetime, right?
Right. So, you know, you have to get to know the actual seller and actually care about what you're doing.
Good point. Yeah. Oh, what a revelation. Care about your clients.
No, I mean, it's because you have to do it. And, you know, we say like as if everyone should know that. I mean, if everyone knows that, but everyone should know that. And not a lot of people like actually know that or do that.
Yeah, because actually there are times when we've dealt with realtors where, okay, so there's this fascinating guy. Amazing guy. His name is Ho Chung.
Yeah.
A lot of you already know Ho. And he belongs to one of the Realty One Group offices. And he had this term that he used. It was like, if I can remember correctly, called commission breath. Like when a realtor walks into the listing appointment and they start selling, you can smell the commission breath. And it smells bad.
The commission breath.
The commission breath. So thank you, Ho Chung, for that. We got to talk and talk some more. Love to have him on this podcast sometime soon too.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. You can geek around. That guy is a geek, but he doesn't know it.
What do you mean he's a geek? He's awesome.
Yeah. He's awesome, man. He's for sure going to be here.
Yeah, we'll get him on our next episode or in coming soon. We'll send an email or something, see if he can get on. Yeah. So that's all the time we do have for this episode.
Yeah.
And that's episode 2 of the Frame X podcast.
So you guys already know it. Care about your clients, you know.
Care about your clients.
And if you're getting a drone, you don't have to go crazy with it.
Yeah, get a prosumer Mavic Air 2S or something like that.
Yeah.
Spend a grand.
And we have free drone shots.
We have free drone shots. Nice summary. Thank you, Jehu.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Signing out. See ya.